News release: Ontario PROVICIAL police members of the Nottawasaga Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, are raising awareness on understanding opioid use by youth. Fueled by drugs like heroin, fentanyl and the use of prescription opioids, the opioid crisis has impacted countless families in our region. According to the Chief Public Health Officer's report on the state of public health in Canada in 2018, the earlier in life that one starts using substances and the more heavy or frequent their use, the higher the risk for problematic substance use and harm later in life. The rising use of prescription and illegal fentanyl by youth in Canada is of particular concern. Fentanyl is an opioid that can be 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, and its improper use can be fatal. In fact, 2 milligrams of pure fentanyl, which is equivalent to a few grains of salt, is enough to kill an average-sized adult. What can parents and caregivers do? Have an open conversation with youths and let them know you care about them. Explain the risks of prescription opioids and the dangers of experimenting with or problematically using illegal street drugs, like cocaine, ecstasy, meth, and illegal opioids. What are the signs of opioid use by young people? Some of the signs and symptoms may appear to be typical teenager or young adult behavior or mental health issues. There are physical and behavioral signs to look for in addition to recognizing actual drug use. Common physical signs to look for: fatigue and drowsiness, changes in sleep patterns, pinpoint pupils, dark circles under the eyes, rapid weight loss, deterioration of hygiene or personal appearance, health complaints, such as being constipated or experiencing nausea. Have you noticed? Missing prescription medications, empty pill bottles, prescriptions filled at the pharmacy that you weren't aware of, small unmarked plastic bags or folds marked with names like Crazy Horse or Superman or other odd names. Paraphernalia used to prepare opioids for consumption, including syringes or hypodermic needles, shoelaces, pieces of rubber hose or string, bottle caps and kitchen spoons, cotton balls, cigarette filters, aluminum foil, lighters, candles or straws. Other things to watch for: isolating from family and friends and/or change in friends. Skipping school or work, drop in grades or performance. Lack of interest in hobbies and recreational activities. Mood changes, such as agitation, anxiety, fidgeting, crying, depression, lying in bed more often or sleeping more than usual. Asking for more money for questionable reasons or missing money or valuables. Wearing long-sleeved shirts in warm weather, associated with intravenous use. Nottawasaga OPP currently has 2 full-time high school resource officers. When officers investigate incidents that occur in a school setting, they recognize that the issue is often more complex and requires a collaborative approach. Our officers enlist the help of school professionals and local agencies to identify and collectively address the issue through appropriate supports and resources. It is imperative that officers uphold the law, but also work towards the root cause of the problem to limit further interaction with police and prevent criminality. High school resource officers working in collaboration with the school, local community resources and families has shown to be highly effective. The following are local resources available to youth and their families within our area. Youth Haven. Youth Haven provides youth experiencing homelessness and at-risk youth between the ages of 16 to 24 with the love, support, guidance, programs and life skills needed to foster their sense of well-being and security. As Simcoe County's only emergency shelter for youth experiencing homelessness, Youth Haven also provides outreach services and programs for at-risk youth. Staff consists of qualified and dedicated individuals who are committed to equipping the homeless youth in Simcoe County with the life skills required to live independently, empowering them to become healthy, productive men and women. 46 Wellington Street, Alliston, 705-739-7616. The Gilbert Center. The Gilbert Center is a community-based, not-for-profit, charitable organization that has been providing programs and services in Simcoe Muskoka for over 25 years. The center is proud to celebrate the lives of people living with and affected by HIV and the individuals and families from the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, LGBTQ communities. 555-80 Bradford Street, Barrie, 705-722-6778, Portage, Ontario. Portage Ontario is a non-profit organization established in 1985 and operates a residential drug addiction rehabilitation center for youth. In the therapeutic community environment, residents work through the underlying issues that caused their substance abuse and develop a set of social competencies that will help them deal with the challenges of everyday life without resorting to drug abuse. They develop the self-esteem and confidence to go on to lead healthy, productive, drug-free lives. Serves Ontario youth referred by parents, schools, family physicians, hospitals, other addiction treatment and youth-serving agencies, as well as Youth Justice and the Children's Aid Society, 6681 Irvine Street, Alora 519-846-0945 Pine River Institute. Pine River Institute offers adolescents and their families room for hope. The first and only program of its kind in Canada, Pine River uses a four-stage approach to treatment: wilderness, residence, transition and aftercare support. Combining therapy with a fully accredited education program, Pine River reinforces the healthy life skills required for a successful future. 180 Dundas Street West, Suite 1410, Toronto 519-925-9225 Kids Help Phone. Kids Help Phone is Canada's only 24/7, national support service offering professional counseling, information and referrals and volunteer-led, text-based support to young people in both English and French. Whether by phone, text, mobile app or through their website, you can connect whenever and however is preferred. It's completely confidential, providing your name is optional. Call 1-800-668-6868 or text 686868. Please click here for more valuable information on opioid use and youth. For information on the Simcoe Muskoka opioid strategy, click here. If you suspect an overdose, stay, call 911 and save a life. The Good Samaritan Drug Overdose Act can protect you. For more information, click here.